Hi, friends. This is We Have Thoughts. This is our Conversations with Oscar series, and we are talking about The Irishman today. I'm one of your hosts, Crystal.
I'm Anna.
This is Joy.
And let's do this. Let's paint this house. Just kidding.
I do love that term.
I thought that was clever.
I had no idea that was a thing. He said something about carpentry as well.
Oh, yeah, I do the carpets or I do fix the carpets.
Yeah. Something. What I think is the name of the... Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Before we jump in. It's nominated for, obviously, Best Picture, Best Directing by Martin Scorsese, Best Supporting Actor for Al Pacino and also Joe Pesci, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Cinematography, Best Costume Design, Best Production Design, Best Editing, and Best Visual Effects. 10 noms in total.
Dang. The second highest, right?
Which, correction, yes. I think in a previous podcast we said that, or maybe this was off air, I don't remember.
We'll do it live.
But I'm gonna do a correction here just in case. I think we said that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Joker had the same amount of nominations, but Joker has 11, and then The Irishman and Once Upon a Time both have 10.
Oh, okay.
That's where I think it might have been me that said that. I got it confused.
Once Upon a Time, I was so seeing red, so I don't know.
So I don't, if I said that on the podcast, I apologize. I was wrong. There's my correction.
Awesome.
And moving on.
So The Irishman.
Yeah.
Now that you go through the categories, which I was not looking at while I was watching the movie, now I'm more surprised that Robert De Niro was not nominated.
Yes, me too.
I was just about to say that as well.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
Because I think of those
especially over Joe Pesci.
I think of the three nominations.
Joe Pesci is because he out of retirement. The whole narrative, that's why.
I get that.
But I think, like, for the movie, like, standalone, not thinking about, outside entities, whatever, I think he did the best. I think he had the most range,
the most
to work with.
Robert De Niro.
I love Robert De Niro.
I told Joy, for some reason, I thought you didn't like him or something. So I don't know why.
I don't know where this came up.
I watched...
Because you don't like a lot of people.
A few years ago. I mean, not that I hadn't... I don't know. I guess I haven't seen a lot of Robert De Niro movies in my
life,
but a few years ago I watched this one movie. I don't even know what it's called. I should have written that down. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Where he plays this father, and I think his wife has died, and his children aren't really around and talking to him. And it was like right after my parents went through their shit, and I was thinking of my dad. I was like, I can't even watch this. I had to turn it off halfway through because I could not. Stop crying.
I remember that movie, but I can't remember what it... I'm gonna...
Yeah, Joy's gonna look it up. And then also The Intern.
Yeah!
I fucking loved that movie.
I don't even know what that is.
He's an intern for Anne Hathaway in her...
Oh, okay, got it.
...fashion business or whatever. And it was such a sweet, touching movie, and I was not... I thought it was gonna be so stupid.
I thought it was just gonna be like, haha, it's dumb, and Anne Hathaway's cutesy or whatever.
But it had me like...
Sobbing.
It pulled the heartstrings, y'all.
Wow.
I really enjoyed it. So for the last few years, I've been like, yes, Robert De Niro. You go, Robert De Niro.
Also, Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, yes.
Well, that was
Robert De Niro plays, he can play a good dad.
I like that speech he gives Bradley Cooper, dad. Like right before the dance competition. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly what he says, but I do remember liking it at the time.
Tears? That's what it is. I love Robert De Niro.
That was a great movie.
I think he's much more than just the mobster gangster movie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
Also, I know him from Shark Tale, but whatever.
Even though
he was a mobster in that?
I think it was the SAG Awards or something, but someone on Twitter posted, I can't believe they put Shark Tale in his package.
His video package. It's amazing.
But I was like, bitch, I love Shark,
Shark
Tale.
Shark Tale is the jam.
I wore that shit out. Me and my brothers
watched
that
shit all
the time.
Martin Scorsese's in that movie, too.
Actually. He was. I forgot. That was funny. I love how, he's known for being... kind of like this hard mobster tough guy, but in his soft moments he's very vulnerable, and I appreciate that.
I love it.
Yeah, he's great. So this is the longest mainstream movie in over 20 years,
and but it only beat Wolf of Wall Street by like 30 minutes.
I've never seen that.
Wolf of Wall Street was 3 hours.
I definitely think it should have been a miniseries, because the original cut of this movie was 4 hours.
God.
And that would have been...
Which, I'm like, okay, fine. What's another 30 fucking minutes?
I know, right?
considering when it's 3.5 hours. Bitch, okay, so I started watching this movie today. I watched this movie today. I started watching it at 12:30. I woke up from a nap. And between me having to go to the bathroom and then me going to the kitchen to make some tortillas, like, I had to go pick up Crystal at, like, 4. I still wasn't done. I was like, what the fuck?
That's why I sat down to watch it before the Golden Globes. And I was like, oh, shit, I have to stop it now.
I think I'm the only one, obviously, that saw it in one sitting.
Yeah, you are.
Of the three, like, of the world. No, I'm kidding.
I wish I had seen it in theaters because...
Really?
Because it's not my kind of movie, and I found it very slow and very hard to, like, keep my attention. So I was on my phone a lot. And then yesterday, as I was finishing it, I may have also been playing The Sims.
Oh, my God.
I'm not confessing to anything.
Wow.
That is so good.
But
thank
I just
you.
I could not keep myself interested enough. So... Have you guys seen a lot of or any other mob gangster type movies?
Never.
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale is peak. I think peak mobster movie.
I think that might be the only one. I don't know.
I barely remember Shark Tale.
Shark Tale is so amazing. Fun.
I just Will remember Smith. Car Wash.
There's a remix of Car Wash with Christina Aguilera and Missy Elliott. That shit's
so
bomb.
So good. We should have played that in the
intro. We should have played that.
Okay, so not the movie that I was thinking of, but he was in this movie, The Family, with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, I know why you watched it.
Michelle Pfeiffer and Diana Agron and some other kid guy, where they were like a mob family, obviously.
I remember that, yeah.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
It actually was not bad. It was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I'm still trying to find out.
Yeah, so this was my first like mobster movie.
Yeah, like an official one.
Yeah, so I texted my dad last night after I finished it, and I was like, this is my only frame of reference, but I know he has watched a lot. He's watched like all the Godfathers, and I mean, he's watched them all. So I was like, how does this rank for you? Because all of the reviews I was reading were like, this epic mob story and this Martin Scorsese's latest epic, and I was like, was it? I mean, epic in length, but like, but other than that, I was like, I really didn't think it was that great of a movie. He was like, this is the bottom.
It was.
Oh, really?
My dad said, wow. Yeah, he goes, I can name 6 other ones that are better.
Oh,
I don't doubt that.
And my dad has pretty decent taste in movies and stuff. I feel so like I trust him for the
what
most
did he
part.
Say that he watched? And it was
he
like,
loved Fleabag.
Yes. Yes. So I was like, good taste.
And he's trying to get his racist coworkers to watch it. He's like, you guys should really check it out. No, weird. He generally has really good taste in movies. So I trust his opinion. He was like, no, like The Godfather, Casino, those are so much better than this.
I've never seen this. Well, maybe this isn't really like my cup of tea. Like, I like action movies, but like.
This was not an action movie.
It's not an action movie. I really feel like instead of a mini series, we could have just edited this down to 2 hours. There was so much like there were so many dragging on long shots that I feel like I didn't think personally for me that they were adding anything to the story. Like, I don't see why we have to follow him in the car for like 20 seconds and then follow someone else like 20 more seconds walking into something. I don't know. I feel like that
I
was just really slow.
Was paced. Made by the elderly for the elderly.
No, 100%. This is for the fans of the other mob movies.
I think that's what it is. Like the fans are old and they're tired.
But
so
also,
like this is a movie for them to watch, take a nap in between, wake up, and it's still going on. You know, I think this is for them.
That's great. They can miss the entire
middle
hour
and
a half. And
they still get it.
And they understand.
Still understand it.
I love Surprise. What's his name? Bobby Cannavale.
Cannavale.
Mm-hmm. He's great. I love him.
He's great.
He's really entertaining.
I also really enjoyed Jesse Plemons. I think he's
a wonderful
actor.
Oh, yeah. He was in this movie, too. I forgot.
But for me, I don't know. I just, to be honest, I really knew nothing of Jimmy Hoffa other than like.
Me neither.
He was never found and he like disappeared.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
I vaguely knew that. And damn it, I had something to say. And
it's okay.
I am so spacey tonight. I apologize. I took a 2.5 hour nap.
It's going to be a great podcast.
And I apologize.
So I was looking through the nominations and I was like, best visual effects, what? And I was like, there it is. I see it.
That's what I was going to say.
The de-aging.
I don't know if I like that or not.
Really? Do you feel like they should have used different actors for their younger selves?
You like the practical makeup instead?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I don't know how you can make someone look younger with practical makeup.
I don't know. I'm not a makeup artist.
Not like that, but I just don't understand why you don't hire new talent. I mean, these guys are great. They're great for a reason. I think they should have played the older versions for sure.
It was really noticeable because there was a couple of scenes where Robert Downey Jr. Oh, my God.
Ew,
Robert De Niro had to do a physical thing. And you can so look slow. Young, but honey, you ain't young. So you cannot move that fast. It was hilarious.
I read that they had to. There was one scene where Jimmy Hoffa, Al Pacino, was getting up from a chair and they kept having to reshoot it because Al Pacino looked like he was 70 something getting out of a chair. And they were like, sorry, and they felt bad having to ask this old man to keep doing this because it's hard on him, but also get it right because you look like you're old.
This is for the elderly, because the old people, and I mean, I don't know, but they see themselves as young still, but they feel old.
Yeah,
so this is for them, literally.
Interesting.
I
agree with you, and I think they should have hired young new talent lookalikes.
I think that would have been so much more exciting. I don't think this movie would have done as well without the name, without the star power.
Well, but I mean, they would still be the stars because they're still there for 2 hours of the film.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I think for the first.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. For a long time, they could have used someone younger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it would be hard to find people.
No.
For that. There's plenty of actors looking out there for work. Yeah.
There's so many white people around. Who can speak Italian?
I didn't agree with that. I was I appreciate what these men have done and what they're doing, but it felt like Martin Scorsese was this is such a great script or whatever, and I'm a book and I want to do this adaptation, which apparently Robert De Niro brought to him. Apparently Martin Scorsese wanted to do another mob story epic, and in preparation, Robert De Niro read this book and was like, let's do this instead. And they switched. But I feel like they only kept these actors in so that people would see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think go ahead.
His blue contacts were very distracting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. It was weird. Also, I don't think I've ever seen Al Pacino act before either, now that I think about it.
Also, For the first hour of the movie, I was like, who's the Irishman? It didn't click to me until they were like, you, the Irishman. And I was like, oh.
You know what else is a problem? The only person of color I saw is someone who killed someone else.
Yeah, the one at the rally.
Yeah.
I saw.
Not a good look, y'all.
No. 45 minutes into the movie, I saw the first person of color in the background. They were part of the union guys
mm-hmm.
that Jimmy Hoffa was talking to, speeching about.
Speeching about?
Saying a speech to. Yeah, I literally have a note that says, so Robert De Niro is the Irishman.
So, yeah, so this movie was. So the writer of this movie is also the same as the creator of The Night Of, which I thought was very interesting.
Interesting because it seems totally.
I know.
Because The Night Of was so slow burn intensity. And I feel like this should have been
so
slow
gritty
burn,
too.
Slow burn intense.
But I feel they tried to make it that, but it didn't work.
But it just went, it just became slow.
Maybe because Riz Ahmed is just naturally gritty and dark, so it works, I guess.
And
it
was just a more contained.
That's true, yeah. It was one person.
This was a bigger.
A bigger story.
A bigger undertaking.
Oh yeah, he wrote, so he's the writer, he's creator of The Night Of, he wrote Moneyball, American Gangster, Hannibal, and Schindler's List.
What?
So there you go. Wow.
None of these things clicked together.
Did you see Moneyball?
Yeah, no. I did. It's fine. Brad Pitt is
American
fine.
Gangster?
I think I saw bits of it with my dad.
Yes, I did. It's fine.
Is that the one
Wait,
with
the... Wait, so you have seen a gangster movie then. Because I saw that.
Which one's American Gangster?
Oh, I saw
it
on a date, actually.
Oh, no. Delving into that when we stop.
Okay, not, hold on. Write that down in my notes. No. I'm going to ask Crystal about her date.
Oh, was this God. New York?
No, this was...
A different date?
Oh, my God.
I feel like New York is the only one I know about.
Right? The elevator?
Oh my god. Stop.
No one's gonna hear this.
It's no one listens to us.
We have like two listeners.
Yeah.
Hi fi Papita.
Crystal date. I wrote it down in my notes.
We love you, CYC.
We do.
We do. We really do.
I really want some fried papitas now.
Even last night, I was like, I told my brother, I was like, yeah, you're not listening to the podcast anyway, so I'm just gonna tell you. He goes.
So American Gangster, who's in that?
What did you tell him about?
I forgot. I don't remember. Yeah, American Gangster. I saw that. That's with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe. Yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
It's not even clicking.
I remember being good.
The name I know, but I.
Yeah.
I feel like so those two are very good. So
it was really good. I never saw Hannibal. Never saw Schindler's List either.
I've seen Hannibal.
Fantastic.
It's really intense. I watched that way too young, and I got so creeped out.
Me, I feel like a lot of people watched Hannibal when they were young.
Yeah.
Because it's as truly horrifying as it is that this man eats people.
Right.
It's really not so much about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't see him doing it until right. the very end.
Yeah.
It's mostly about Buffalo Claire. Bill.
He puts lotion on its skin.
What?
Yeah.
In the... I wonder if it's nominated. Wait, there's a killer who's trying to make a human skin suit for himself.
Oh, my.
In the movie.
Oh, jeez.
So he has a live person.
So it's a family film. Got it.
It is.
That's why we watched it as kids.
But it's really not, like, violent, and it's really not explicit.
Oh,
only, okay. like, a few scenes here and there. So I feel like parents were like, oh, this isn't that bad. And then they're like,
these parents.
Good.
Yeah, because I've watched a lot of movies when I was way too young because my parents watched them. And because it's movie time, so.
My cousins, because I was telling them they should watch the show Hannibal because I loved it.
I want to watch that.
Do it.
Would I like it?
I think so.
Okay.
It's stylized enough and beautiful enough. I think so.
I would love it.
But I was telling them they should watch it. And they were like, I remember mom sitting us down and watching Hannibal. And then she's like, wait, you have to watch all the other ones now. Oh, and Erica was like, I think we're too young.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have seen another mob movie, The Departed, which is also Martin Scorsese.
I never saw that.
It's Martin a great Scorsese. Movie. It's isn't
is that Leonardo Monster? DiCaprio?
And Matt Damon. There's a lot of people in that movie. It's great. I was also I a Best that. Picture, I think.
I think so.
And I feel like that, I'm going to compare it to Irishman to that movie because the only other one I've seen Martin Scorsese-wise. But I feel like Martin Scorsese is kind of just doing the same thing he always does, except The Departed was so much more interesting because there was depth to the characters. It was like a mini twist there. It was like so much more so many more layers. And this was just very like flat.
Well,
I really enjoyed Shutter Island.
Was that him too?
I believe Shutter that's Island. Martin Scorsese.
Oh my god, you're hold right. on. That's not a mob movie though.
No, but I'm just but thinking of other Martin Island Scorsese
really
movies.
Good. Have you seen that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
fantastic.
So
good.
It's really good.
One of those like
is that Chris Messina or Mark Ruffalo? I forget.
Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
It's one of those that I kind of guessed the twist a little early on.
I'm stupid, so I always fall for those. They're always really great to me.
But I thought it was great.
Yeah. I know it's Mark Ruffalo, right?
Yeah, Martin Scorsese directed that. I have seen one of his films.
I remember that being lumped in when they talk about like Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese. They talk about Shutter Island.
Interesting.
I thought it was great.
It was.
That movie was great.
Speaking of, talking about, this is, we're not talking about it, so it's not a good segue. But, so I talked about in Once Upon a Time how Margot Robbie was getting all this attention when she didn't really have a part.
Oh my
she
God,
didn't
I know
say
what you're
much.
I can't wait.
Well, makes me really glad that Anna Paquin's not getting any. She did great with what
First
she was
of
given,
all,
but she literally said like five words.
One word, maybe.
Why would you hire Oscar-winning Anna Paquin for a movie like this?
Martin Scorsese said,
"You could have picked literally
fucking
anyone.
Dare you?
Like none of the other daughters had were like big names."
I read that he wanted her specifically because she tells, you can see a lot in her eyes, and she has a great face.
Face acting,
which I was like,
fair.
Okay, sure. Anna Paquin's not my favorite.
No, but she has an Oscar, so like,
I've seen some
put some respect on her name, okay? Not you, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, which apparently he produced a movie that I saw called Margaret. Was it with you or was that with Josue that I watched?
Josue, because I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it was wild. I watched it because Allison Janney was in it, and I think maybe John Gallagher Jr. or someone else was in it.
That sounds right, even though I don't know what you're saying.
You're right on it. Just stop right. talking. which I thought that movie was terrible.
Yikes.
I
Anna Paquin was in that movie?
Anna Paquin.
She is Margaret, right?
Yeah. Or
Full of Grace.
It was
Maria Full of Grace is a beautiful.
I don't even know what that is.
Beautiful film. It was Oscar nominated for the foreign film category from Columbia. Probably when
Columbia.
I was, like, when I was a preteen. I watched it when I was preteen. Probably shouldn't have watched it when I was preteen.
That happened a lot with you, huh?
Amazing, beautiful, beautiful film. Yeah. I love it. It's great.
But yeah, I thought Margaret was terrible, and that's what he wanted. He knew her and wanted her for this. And I was like,
I mean, all right.
Interesting.
That is so weird. I wonder, I want him to cite like a specific
Matt
scene.
Matt Damon. Yeah, so that was, then that was John Gallagher Jr. I was thinking of, but.
She
was wasted.
So when I saw the list of like Best Picture nominees, I was like, because I saw this and Once Upon a Time and what was the other fucking one? Ford vs. Ferrari. I was like, so white and so male. Mm-hmm. It's so bland. It's so boring. I've seen this every year of my life for forever. Could we not have gotten some other pictures in here? And like, granted, now watching two out of the three of those, one of these has some talent. The other one, I have to shuffle through the stuff to find talent. And then the last one I haven't seen. I was just like, what? It's so bland and basic. I think I didn't.
Yeah, basic.
So this movie is 3.5 hours long. I literally wasn't really invested in the character until like the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because the last 30 minutes I was like, wow, there's character development. There's like.
Conflict and
there's like tension happening.
That was the one part of the movie that actually like stopped and made me pay attention to, and I enjoyed, was from the moment he gets on the plane to go kill Jimmy Hoffa to when he comes back and Joe Pesci gives him the glasses. There's no music.
Yes, so that's what I noticed too. I was like,
it created
complete silence. It was so eerie in the fact that there was nothing to fill it, because usually
you
like,
felt the weight of what he just did.
Right. Because usually like your life, in your head can have a soundtrack, but like you're not going to hear it playing in the environment.
Yeah.
So it was like very real and very daunting what he was doing. So I was like, wow, there are stakes here. Like any other time that he killed someone or someone died, I was just like, okay.
Which,
and then like when this happened, it was like, oh no. Because it's like a personal relationship to him. It was like there was a connection.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, I'm going to go off some guy.
What didn't make sense to me is, okay, so his daughter obviously had a problem with what he was doing. And she knew from like the very beginning what he was up to. Why did she like Jimmy Hoffa? He wasn't a good person.
Yeah, but because his like charisma and like his personality covered up more, he wasn't the dude that you would look at and be like, you look sketchy. He was just like a big personality guy, which is easier to hide how sketchy you are over a big personality.
Mm-hmm.
So I see what she which is, you could probably say, more dangerous, because you're less likely to see the bad in someone when they're just like charming and out there.
I just felt like they were trying so hard to make her like the perceptive one, and then
She couldn't
perceive that.
Yeah.
So
they were. It sounds bad. They really didn't even like need her there up until the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could have literally been anyone. It didn't have to be Anna Paquin.
Could have been Crystal.
You would do so good. Thank you. Oscar nom. I wish. It could still be a mauve movie and like it focused on like
mauve. Is it purple?
a mob movie. Mauve. And it still focused on like his personal relationships with his family and with his close mob friends. Like they could have still done that. And it would have still been an engaging film.
Would have.
If they could have condensed this down to like 2 hours, I feel like there's a lot of editing that I could have done. I'd have been like, this scene, take it out. This is useless. What, like,
again,
I have,
it's made for the elderly.
I have like almost no, I have like less than a page of notes, because I don't think it was as engaging or as interesting as the ones that we've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Good or bad, it was just kind of just like middle. It was just,
yeah,
like,
it's like
neutral,
flat line, even plain.
It was just very neutral, and it wasn't until the end that I was like, oh my god, like this guy has like feelings and like emotions and like a character.
Speaking of the elderly, Joe Pesci is adorable. One of my favorite reviews on Letterboxd about this movie is from Brady Childs, and he said, "The way you guys look at Baby Yoda is the way I look at Joe Pesci." I thought that was great.
That's beautiful. I did read a piece of trivia that was from Jesse Plemons was Jimmy Hoffa's son. Mm-hmm. I think he took him in. I don't think they were blood related.
Oh,
right.
No wonder they look so different.
Because I think I heard
I really thought that.
I think I heard that mentioned in a voiceover. Was like he wasn't. Jimmy Hoffa took him in when he was blah blah blah, blah. So he was his son. So that's why he didn't. He felt bad for him because he didn't tell him what he was doing, what body he was picking up, or what he was doing.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, I think either his son or his stepson. I can't remember. I should have written this down. I apologize. Came out and said that he does not believe this book to hold any relevance. That is not what he believes happened to Jimmy Hoffa, because all this is based off of Frank, Robert De Niro's character, admitting on his deathbed that he killed Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh.
Which, when I started the film, I thought Frank was the only made-up character. I thought this was a work of fiction and that he was a made-up character to be the device for the story. Mm-hmm. But no, I was wrong.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, we could have gotten to the point 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And now we're here. Like, I get you see, you can tell the story, and it's been told before where, like, someone starts at the beginning of something, just getting into it, and then kind of, I mean, there's montages, there's cutscenes of, like, this is how I got to where I was, or, like, this is, like, 30 minutes of intro and build, and then the rest of it is this continuing story, like.
Yeah, I really felt like I paid attention in the beginning and the end.
Yeah, I was in and out.
I was on my phone or playing or not playing the Sims.
For the first 45 minutes, I thought this movie was about steaks because they kept talking about meat.
Oh my god.
And I was like, why do they keep bringing up the meat? I thought it was a mob start. I thought it was a mob thing. I didn't know it was like a meatpacking district thing. Mobsters
don't eat steak, and that is that
rare meat and potatoes steak.
Well, I mean, they probably are.
Yeah.
Or some good Italian.
Well, I did on my notes. I said, I want pasta.
And then that's what we had today.
I know.
Amazing. I love hearing Italian. And I love that they said it slow enough to where I could, like,
because they're old.
Kind of. Yeah. To where I was like picking stuff up. I was like, oh my God, I know Spanish. So I can, like, I can understand that. This.
When people at work, when people speak Italian or when they speak Portuguese, I'm always like, I kind of know what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, only because they were talking so slow. If they were talking at, like, a regular pace, who knows what you're saying?
And then I heard two people speaking Spanish today, and I was like, I have no fucking idea what you're saying. Hey-o. Oh, riveting.
This review.
Can you tell we loved this movie?
I mean, I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it.
I think my Letterboxd review, I was like, I can see. I don't, these movies aren't like my thing, but there's clearly talent here. There's clearly performances here,
mm-hmm.
But it's just not Osama Beck, you know?
Those last 30 minutes, the final shot I had seen on Twitter.
Oh, really?
But I didn't know what it was from because, like, it was small and I didn't click on it or whatever. I was just like, mm-hmm. That looks interesting. But then when it's like there and it just like sits there with you, I'm just like.
But I also felt like it was a bit dragging at the end when they, because I was like, okay, we get it. They're old and they're dying. Can we just, like.
Like life. God.
Like, I mean, it was a touching moment. Like,
him picking out the casket, you could have just deleted that whole scene. Yeah. And it wouldn't have made a difference.
I mean, I get it. His family doesn't give a shit about him. But to be fair, but there's so many different ways
you could have shown that.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? Like, exactly.
It could have been shorter. The moment where, I mean, it was a touching moment, but they didn't need that moment in the jail where Joe Pesci can't eat. We were just watching him.
But he was so cute.
I know. He was adorable. Like I said, it's a touching moment, but did we really need it? Yeah,
there's a lot of things we didn't need in this movie. A lot.
I feel like, yeah, like when he goes to talk to the priest, he doesn't need to talk to the priest like 3 or 4 times. Like, we get it. He's like,
do it just, once and then the end.
And then the end. Yeah. Like, again, so many edits could have been made. So I'm not supporting this for best editing because it was not.
Well, wow. I mean, you Rocketman won and had a, I'm not Rockman, Bohemian Rhapsody won for editing.
Garbage.
So.
Garbage. If you, like our conversations with Oscar, please go listen to last year's Bohemian Rhapsody. Because that was fun. Also, that was a ride.
One of my favorite episodes we've ever done is Three Billboards because we were so like.
Polarized.
All three. Well, all three of us, right? Mm-hmm. It's a great conversation. The movie is the movie. But watch the movie and then let's draw our view because it's great. Anyways, bye.
Also, our Hustlers is doing really well.
Oh my God, yeah.
Our one fan, Fad Puppypa. I'm gonna just turn my mic off and end this day. Bye. Fry Puppypa.
That's her new name.
I love you.
Shout out, girl.
We love you so much.
We really do.
She came out and said, I love it when you guys don't like a movie. So if you... listen to our Joker episode. We there's some shit.
But it's
said.
Not so much.
Also, listen
it's
to
not
our
as black and white as not liking it though. But yes,
but it's intense. Right. Yeah.
It's also, it's a very much a discussion.
I do feel like that was one of our one of my favorite discussions that we've had about a film.
Yeah.
Joker? Also, if you want to hear Crystal being really angry, listen to our Once Upon a Time. Oh my God. Playlist, post playlist, whatever it is.
Yeah, I was not.
If you want to hear us happy and in love, listen to Little Women.
So clearly we, this movie, we're done talking about it because we're talking about another episode.
So it's ba-da-ba-ba-ba, time for trivia.
All right, ooh, let's do it.
Okay. Pause. Do we want to rank this real quick?
One second. Hold on, wait. I had one more note.
Okay.
So my last note was, again, going back to the editing. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, is it, there were so many slow-mos. So many slow-mos in this, like when the guy gets shot at the rally, and then like him walking into a room was in slow-mo for whatever reason. I was like, is it because
paying enough attention?
So I was like, is it because it's his memory, so he's like having like a hard time remembering it, so it's slow, or because it's so far back? Like, I was just like, there's too many slow-mos. Hell, again, you could have just had it at a regular pace, and I would have understood what you were saying. You didn't need, I know there's at least three that I was like.
Unnecessary.
I mean, the one at the rally when he like shoots the guy, I guess makes sense because you want to see the detail of like
but also,
that happening.
When I was watching that, because that's where I think I had, that's not where I had stopped it. But anyway, I was watching it and literally all the policemen are grabbing him. And there's that one guy in the back who literally serves no purpose, but you see his ferocious face and just like his hand doing absolutely nothing. He reaches for something and he's like touching another officer's hand or something. I was like, that poor guy was trying so hard and he got a good shot of him.
Yeah, but like you remembered him. You remembered, one person remembered his performance, so that's good enough for him.
His family is so proud because he's in a Martin Scorsese movie.
I would be too.
He wins, really.
He should be nominated.
Who's the winner here? Him. Robert De Niro should have been nominated.
100%.
I would have taken Al Pacino. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Al Pacino and Joe Pesci out. Robert De Niro is the winner here, truly.
Okay, so on to rankings. For me, surprise, surprise, Joker is still at the very bottom. It's the bottom of the bottom. It's below the bottom. And so it, for me, it's Joker. And then...
Or going up? Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. For me, anyway.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that.
And then it's probably Once Upon a Time and The Irishman kind of like tied for second to last because...
Yeah.
If I had to, I'd probably put it'd be Joker, The Irishman, Once Upon a Time. Just because I literally did not pay enough attention. Because
at least Once Upon a Time had Brad Pitt for you to look at.
Exactly. And then it's Marriage Story. And then it's Little Women, and then it's Parasite.
I think pretty much our ones and twos are the same, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think my one and two are gonna change.
Samesies.
I don't know. Ford versus Ferrari looks so good.
And you called it being.
No, yes, I'm never going to call anything ever again. I should have been like, Hustlers is going to get nominated. Then it would have happened.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Ugh. Way to go. It's all your fault.
Literally. I'm the Oscar voting booth or
voting booth.
Yes. Oscar voting pool.
They go into a little room and they pull the lever.
Did you?
I'm the Oscar voting people. And I chose wrong because I'm garbage. Okay.
So what's I'm gonna
start from
now?
The top to bottom. Parasite's number one. Duh. If you haven't watched Parasite, go fucking watch it.
It really is good, guys. That's coming back to theaters. Like
it's next week, it's back in theaters, and then De Colores, who also does a podcast, is having a free screening of it on February 5th at the Texas Theater in Oak Cliff.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Shout out if you local haven't tweet. Seen it and you don't want to pay money and you're local here. Go watch it for free.
What a nice service.
And they're going to have a discussion afterwards too, which I really want to go to. Ooh. But it's on a Wednesday.
So when I saw my dad on Monday, and when we talked about he's seen most of these movies that are nominated, actually.
Love it. Good for
and,
him.
I was like, I really loved Parasite. He goes, yeah, it was great. But like, I've seen a bunch of Korean dramas that are just as good. He loves watching foreign movies on Netflix and stuff. So
I really
want to
go through. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
He was like, check out this one. Check out that one. Like he was like throwing movies at me. I was like,
I love it. Please tell him to give us a list so we can watch them.
The only one I remember is like The Diary of a Murderer or the something of a murderer. He was like,
Mysteries of a Murderer or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to go through Bong Joon-ho's like filmography.
Mm-hmm. That would be
he
fun.
He is great. Go ahead.
Speaking of another shout out to Fried Puppy Tan Maite. They did they covered both of Bong Joon-ho's Snowpiercer and Parasite in the same podcast.
Love it.
That came out a couple weeks ago, but I've been meaning to retweet it and I haven't yet. Okay, so Parasite's number one, obviously. We support talent in this house. Little Women's number two, because again, the talent jumped out. Number three, oh God. Oh, I hate to put boring over controversial, but like, it's getting really hard. The not good ones are always the hardest ones to rank. Yeah. Okay. Personally, because the acting was better, I'm going to put Irishman above Marriage Story. Even though I could literally do with just watching the last 30 minutes and be fine. Let's go with Irishman. That's how I'm feeling today. Then we can say, oh my God, controversial opinion. I'm going to put Joker next. And then.
There's only one left.
There's only one left. Yeah. Once upon a time. Okay.
When you're tripping
I was thinking because I was like, I had to watch something
oh,
else.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess Once Upon a Time is on the bottom today. I'm feeling some sort of way.
Memories of Murder, 2003. That's what it's called. I looked it up just to be sure. No? Another one?
That's okay.
Anyways, there's a lot. I'm like, whatever. Okay. Mine's basically the same. Parasite, Little Women, Irishman, Marriage Story, Joker, Once Upon a Time. I stand by the Once Upon a Time being trash. Because it was not cohesive. It was garbage.
Even after a couple of days of you cooling off?
I'm still pissed. Because at least... Okay, so Parasite, beautiful. Little Women, beautiful. Parasite was just more like highbrow intelligentness. Irishman, because there's good performances. It was just really long. Marriage Story was boring. Boring. And then Joker and Once Upon a Time. Because again, because Joker had actual beginning, middle, end. And fucking, what's it? Once Upon a Time is
a plot.
Garbage. Lena Dunham.
Ew, how could
that's
you?
That's why it's at the bottom.
Gross. I did not want to remember she was in that. Ew.
Yeah, the only reason it's above Joker is just because I so adamantly have a stance against it, but I
completely understand.
I don't like it. I really didn't like this movie. I thought it was okay Irishman, at best, yeah.
Again, it's flatline. It's just,
it was a very boring
poor
roller
old
coaster.
People. Okay, maybe when I'm
so
old, I'll like it
now,
better.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. It's trivia time.
Oh, okay. Now it's trivia. Okay. Woo. Awesome.
Okay. How many Academy Awards did Titanic win?
Ooh.
One.
Four. Two.
One.
You have multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But I like your answer of one because listen to these one. Multiple choice. 10, 9, 12, 11.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
I'm
going
to say 10.
Was this nominated or one?
One.
Like they
W-O-N.
They
took
home.
Okay.
W-O-N. One.
One.
10. I'm going to say 10.
Okay. 9.
11. Titanic fucking swept
wow.
the Oscars.
Hell. Yeah,
that's
it did.
Nuts.
It swept the ocean, too.
Come on. It swept my heart.
Okay. In what year life. Was an award for the best foreign language film introduced? Again, multiple choice. Oh, wait. I want to hear your off the cuff guess.
I don't know. I was just going to.
What was it? You said 19 something.
19.
Well, because that's on there.
64.
1872.
1745.
Correct.
Thank you.
2030.
Before the Oscars were even an idea in somebody's mind, yeah. Promotion picture was an idea. They were like, one day.
100 AD. Or AD.
You mean 1980?
No, before BC.
BC. Oh. Well, I mean AD. We're in AD right now.
That's true, yeah.
So funny.
The year of our Lord.
I meant BC, my bad.
The year of our Lord, 1917. That was the joke from Golden Globes. Anyway, your choices are 1955, 1957, 1961, and 1953. 57.
You know what? That is earlier than I thought it would be. I thought it wasn't going to be till like maybe 30 years ago. Interesting.
Who was the first African-American woman to win the Academy Award for Best Actress?
Oh, she's the one from Gone with the Wind. Oh,
no, that was Best Supporting Actress, right? Hattie McDaniel?
Hattie McDaniel was her name, yeah.
But that was Supporting Actress.
Is it actress or Supporting Actress? Or just any actress. Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Was it really?
For, shut up, everybody.
Monsters Ball?
Monsters? Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a swordfish. That's not what it was.
So fucking sad.
That's why it was a big deal.
Homegirl did win for Best Supporting Actress.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was the first black actress to win.
Yeah, but Halle was the first lead. That's why it was a big deal. That's what they play her real, like, screaming when she won and kissing Adam. Oh, was she kiss Adam Brody at the time?
No, Adam Brody kissed her.
Okay, I don't remember. Mm.
Yikes.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. Wow, the Academy is garbage. Why do I still watch this shit? I just love movies, but I hate the Academy.
Before winning an Academy Award in 2016, how many times was Leonardo DiCaprio nominated?
Ooh.
10.
5, 6, 4, or 8?
8.
6.
5.
Oh, my God. I thought it was way more than that.
It always seems like such a big deal.
Titanic.
Was Eating Gilbert Grape? I know he got nominated for that.
The Departed?
The Departed.
Revolutionary Road?
Revolutionary.
Hold on.
Okay.
He was good in Revolutionary War.
I think she was nominated.
Oh, yeah. She was double nominated that year for The Reader as well, yeah.
And she won for The Reader.
Lolita. I think he was nominated for a Globe.
You're nominated for a Globe.
I am?
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. Okay, so he won for The Revenant, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, The Aviator, Blood Diamond. Right. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
And then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What the fuck?
Well, 5 before, and then this is his 6th nomination. I forgot about The Aviator and Wolf of Wall Street.
I remember watching The Aviator.
You too.
But I don't remember the film. I remember that I saw it.
Howard Hughes.
But I don't remember what was happening. Was it Cate Blanchett in there? No.
Yeah, she played.
Yes. What is her name?
Catherine Hepburn.
Hepburn, yes.
Brilliantly. She played her brilliantly.
I want to go back and watch that.
Anyway, those were our thoughts on The Irishman. Thanks for listening.
Cool, yeah.
Follow us on Twitter. We're at WeHaveThoughts3. And
on Instagram.
Stay tuned for our next conversation.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.